So Alicia Keys and Bebe Rexha announced the Grammy nominees yesterday. And as always, there are some snubs and surprises, right?
Of course.
First of all, for the second year in a row, Taylor Swift did not receive an Album of the Year nomination. Poor Taylor.
It's a big snub. Can I go
where you go? Her fans aren't happy.
Of course not.
She was nominated for Best Pop Vocal Album, Best Pop Solo Performance, and Song of the Year. Just none of the big awards, you know? And she has already won 10 Grammy Awards in her 29 years.
You can't win them all,
give
Taylor.
Give someone else a chance. I'm sure she seems okay with it. She seems happy with her nominees.
Well, yeah, and you got to start singing about some different things as well, as opposed to people that threw shade at you and being broken up
Why?
With.
Oh, every single she releases still takes over the charts. Why would she ever change that?
Well, if she wants to win Grammys, maybe she needs to grow
I think people are just sick of seeing her on stage in general. Yeah.
Wouldn't she surprised that she wins another Grammy?
Yeah, I think they just want to mix it up a bit. One surprise, Michelle Obama. She's a first-time Grammy nominee for Best Spoken Word Album. Did you know that they did that?
No, I had no idea.
Best Spoken Word for her audiobook. It was the audiobook version of her book, Becoming. And Barack Obama, her husband, actually won this in this category twice.
When are audiobooks in the Grammys?
It's been happening for a while.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. Sam, you want to work on one now?
I do.
That's your shot at a Grammy.
Thanks.
Lizzo got the most nominations this year.
Cool.
Eight of them. I just love her. She said, "This has been an incredible year for music, and I'm just so thankful to even be a part of it. I love you guys." 8 nominations. That's amazing.
That's pretty rare for a brand new artist, too.
Where
was she this time last year?
Yeah.
Who knows?
Getting ready to take over the world, apparently. Yeah. Preparing. And Billie Eilish, you know her song Bad Guy? Mm-hmm. She's so cute. She did a version of this song with Justin Bieber, too. She's the biggest Justin Bieber fan in the world. She's made Grammy's history as the youngest nominee to receive nominations in all top 4 categories.
Oh, wow.
So Album of the Year, Record of the Year, Song of the Year, Best New Artist, and she's only 17 years old.
Oh, my God.
Where do you go after
young?
That?
Wow, yeah. Seriously. Wow, talk about a breakout year.
I know. Halsey was snubbed, too, but she's speaking out on her Twitter page. She says she doesn't want to see her fans tweeting negativity. She said, you know, when it doesn't mean anything. These award shows don't mean anything. Remember, Drake stood up on stage and said
that's
that.
That's right. Yeah. They weren't happy with him after that.
Yeah. He's basically like, this is garbage. And she's saying the same thing. She said they haven't evolved yet. Like, they don't get it yet. They're behind and they'll get it one day. But she did say she's super happy to see Billie Eilish crushing it because she wished she had someone like Billie Eilish to look up to when she was growing up because she's so unstoppable.
Yeah. That's it. Sometimes a Grammy's just like a nice nod of, you know, of confirmation. You know, like it's a coming of age. And a lot of these artists coming up, like Lizzo and Billie Eilish, it's nice. It gets them on the map. I mean, whether or not they're the most worthy artists, I don't know. But, you know, you talk about them and here they are.
Yeah. And Billie Eilish has been, she's very worthy. And Lizzo, too. Yeah.
You want to talk about them. We've been talking about them for the last year.
Exactly.
Right? They've been on our radar for a long time.
A lot of talent. And they've changed music in a lot of ways, both of them, Billie Eilish and Lizzo, right?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
They've had a lot of influence. Anyway, the Grammys hosted once again by Alicia Keys. I can't wait for
that. There you go.
Going down January 26th. All right. I'm Nikki, and that is your biz. Coming up with your biz this morning at 7:40, by the way, going to tell you why one of the biggest bands in the world, this is actually my all-time favorite concert that I've ever seen live. They said they are done touring. They will not tour again over concerns of the environmental impact that concerts
Interesting.
Have.
Interesting.
I know. In one way, I love that they're like creating awareness around it. In another way, I'm like, the world needs to see you. You're amazing. I'll tell you who that is and why they're doing it.
Okay.
Coming up with your biz at 7:40. And we've got your chance to take Sam down with Are You Smarter Than Sam?
That's right.
You had a rough day yesterday. He only got one right at one.
Yeah, that was a rough. That was just ugly to watch
altogether. All I see is winning signs everywhere. I don't know what you speak.
We play coming up in about 6 minutes. Your chance to win $100 to spend at Arahova.